Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is wonderful, Sam Cooke. Well, today is a glorious day. Come to think of it, we only have so much time to enjoy days like this one. I am persuaded to regard the time that I am spending alive, and to esteem the knowledge that I have learned about being a human, a civilized human being. I cannot say for you, but I can say for myself. The gratitude inside of me and the effort I must put in order to fall in line with the truth about our existence. It comes down to we have to pay very serious attention. Because many of us have become so mentally delinquent that we really do not know who we are, where we are coming from, either our way to the day or time of death. We just are going on autopilot. You know, there are times listen to airplane reports and problems the cockpit people have to fly the plane. Because every now and then they have problems up there, and it's not like driving automobile on the road where you can stop anywhere just about. And sometimes I listen and I hear they say the pilot switch off autopilot because clearly once they have set the direction in the computer to for the plane to fly directly to the place, if they have to turn from going straight, all that is all factored into the computer. So my point is sometimes they are having technical problem, whether it's weather problem or other kind of technical problem, that the pilot has to take control and fly the plane manually. So manual is ultimate, because if you, the plane is not going to do certain kind of maneuver by itself. It's going to take human discretion, civilized human discretion, the knowledge that comes from civilization. Right? You have a lot of people who are not civilized flying planes. Right? I'm making it clear that if you have, let's say, white people flying plane, and you have a lot of them are good pilots too, yeah, but they are not civilized. And the reason why I say that, a lot of people might question and say, what is he talking about? Because the only thing they know is that everybody is with the two eyes and, you know, face are humans. That's not true. That's not true. It's a higher level of knowledge, and not everybody know that. White people come from a different species from other people, from hybrid people. So if you don't really know, it is time that I tell you that white people are not what they used to be when they evolved 3 to 4 million years ago. They were apes. And that may sound strange. What is he talking about? What you mean by they were apes? Go into the World History textbook, Glencoe, World History, and go chapter 1 and say about chapter 21. Go to page 21 and you will read it there, where it tells you about primates, the first upright walking creature on the earth. That's what it says. Okay? So it doesn't matter what you see going on and what you are accustomed to. There are a lot of things that we come to believe with the absence of knowledge. We believe those things, and it's going to be difficult for us to change from what we have been taught. I know now that I have to respect history that is written by writers, civilized people, and whenever you have civilized things written, it stays that way. It never changes, right? No changes. History is a record of the past. And when civilized writers write the truth about anything, it stays that way. So we have got to understand that the way we see things since we were born and turn adults, we are far away Sorry about that. A little distraction. I realize that from I was a young boy, and let's say about maybe 8, 9 years of age, that I remember I was going to a primary school. And the way I sense the, what do you call it, the my surrounding, you know, there were like some little mountains around, you know, and I come to school. And, you know, it's like you're not making any sense beyond the landscape, the trees, the little mountains in the distance. You know, you don't have any enlightenment beyond that. And throughout my adult life, from then till I become adult, and my quest is always to understand something. Came to the point where I would look up in the sky and just wonder what it is like beyond what I'm seeing. And of course, there was no knowledge to guide me. Ain't nobody saying anything to me to give me a sense of what I am looking at. You know, and they have something to say that people who are crazy. Oh, two people stare in the sky, observe the skies. Two people, two type of people. And one is a fool, and the other one is wise, because the wise person know what they're looking at when they view the skies and around their surrounding. But a fool doesn't know that. Well, I agree with that. And it has been a long struggle for me to understand beyond the ground. You know, and you look up and what you're looking at. And it took a long time for me to imagine the earth is round and it is rotating and it is revolving. It took a long time to understand that the world is not it's not resting on any kind of a foundation, you know, like columns or anything like that. Hold it up. So it's moving in space. To understand the earth moving in space has been a hard thing for me to imagine. All right. We know that animals will not tell us anything about the world, about the earth, or anything like that. Animals can't tell us that. We see birds fly in great number, and we wonder how they all fly in such formation, and they don't collide with each other. I've never heard of any accident birds really have. So, thinking about human beings, it is so messed up. The knowledge of human existence is so messed up that it bothers me that civilized people it's like there is no real civilized people, because white people, I mean, you know, why would a creator create white people and the hybrid? But that did not happen, though. Can eliminate that, because white people were not created, and they have now evolved to make confusion, because white people are confusion. That's their name. White people are confusion, because it just recently that I am reading and come to recognize who white people are. And as long as I live, I'm going to tell white people to get legal jurisdiction, because they don't have no legal jurisdiction here among us. White people have done all the evil on planet Earth. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think that I am crazy for saying that. Because you see, if you don't read and know history, historic record of the past, you really won't understand where people are coming from and what is civilization and what transpired. We won't know that. And therefore, because of this ignorance, anybody can get up and do anything they want, say anything they want, because right now, the history, world history show us where civilization come from. But white people don't regard that. White people do not regard civilization. Do you know that? All the church that is built up around the place, it's white people build them. No matter how you see African people, you call them black people, are involved in church. It is the white people that turn black people into fools. Because the ethnic people were not evolved. They were created. They are a mixed blood people and are called the mixed one. And because they have brought uncivilized thinking into the civilized world, they hardly anybody is civilized today. Very few people are civilized and can explain where civility come from. You see? So the worst thing is the emulation of the white people who have been living as apes. White people have been living as apes until they transform themselves, which is a matter of history, transform themselves into looking like humans, talk like humans, and do a lot of things like humans. But you probably know by now, they are the ones who raise war, start war, and destroy the African people all over the world. White people do that. It doesn't matter how they look like us, but you can see the evidence that they are the killers. They are the ones that destroy civilized way of life, because they were never civilized until human being was created. And by whom? Not a Bible God. So the Bible, if you don't know, is the worst book of confusion. See? Because the white people get a chance to spread who they are around the world and write it in a Bible and put a icon called Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world. And people believe that. So it is very – It's a very, very, it's a struggle for people to understand the world and civilization. It's a struggle. Well, I get to understand it because I started to read. And read seriously. And realize that there is a distinction between the dark, uncivilized world and the civilized world. And because food, money, and power is what we are reduced to. We are reduced to money and these mundane things. And with enough force to pull us away from civilized thinking, civilized behavior, to concern for money, opportunity, to do mundane things. And because of what has taken place by these white people, destroy civilization and build up, mix in their uncivilized thinking about importance of life. Now, they weren't able to do that for 3 to 4 million years. But something happened, and I keep on talking about it, and start to say that a lot of people are not going to understand what I am saying. But I am continuing to say it because some people will understand. All right. So I am following what I have read and what I can explain to people, that we are here because as civilized people, we are here because we have creators who want us to be here. And they want to see us flourish because we are civilized people. They want us to flourish. They have given us everything to flourish. But right now, we are sick, mentally sick. There's hardly any of us that's not mentally sick, sick, and don't realize it. However, as long as something exists, opportunity with the ability to change, we have something on our side. And I am thinking, certain, that the earth is not about to end its motion and keep us alive. However, though, we human beings, just as though we were not around for, ever since the solar system was created. So we, as you know, many have come and generations have come and gone. The process of procreation. Now, because of the spoil, condition that the white people bring into the world, the good thing is that the civilized people have an opportunity to get rid of white people and to bring civilization back. Yes, sir.
Hey, sir.
Okay. Okay. I think what I'm trying to bring to awareness is the thinking of realizing who we are as civilized people, opposed to white people. If you don't know that white people are not human beings, they want us to accept them as human beings. No, they are sodomites. And sodomites are not humans. Just think of the people who began or brought civilization about, the human, because that's all we know, right? That's all we get to know, because we are created, so we don't know anything else besides we are people. We don't know about when we were babies and stuff like that. So we only know ourselves as people, being able to learn the knowledge about how we become human beings. And we know that sexuality is what does it, male and female. If you read about the past and how the hybrid people were created 200,000 years ago. My friends, listen. To have the white people come and write a Bible and disorient our brain the way we are today. And yet still, we still get drawn into the church that they set up, when they're using every single thing about our existence to write a Bible and make it seem like, oh, they are human like us, simply because we don't know the history and we don't know what happened in the world. Now, how would you like to think that if you think that the Bible speaks of a God that create all things and create mankind, and you think that white people who are a sodomite culture created by God of the Bible? Why would God of the Bible create sodomite people who don't even, so, I mean, just think that three to four million years ago, these white people never spoke one word. They grunt, right? They don't make anything. When we come here, what did they create? Nothing at all. Not unless you want to think and believe them that they create something. 3 to 4 million years that they have been on planet Earth. You see? Let me tell you something. Yesterday, I did a show. Okay? Did a show yesterday. And I want to show you something. I did a show yesterday, and I'm going to tell you what happened, and I want to prove to you that the brain that we have in our heads are different from white people brains. Okay? And it has taken, like I said, white people are the first creature walk upright on earth. But they are not human beings. They are hominid, primates, monkeys. Okay? That's who they are. And you may not want to accept it, but it is true. And there's a lot more things that's true that you don't know or you may hear and you refuse to identify with it because it would seem like people just talk foolishness. You may feel that way, think that way. So the difference between African people and these white people are very different. And we have to come to a realization of that difference. You see, because they have taken over control, civilization that belongs to us. And they are behaving like they are the civilized people and we are nobody. We got to stop that. Whatever happened in the past, happened in the past. We have to deal with them now. You see. But because we turn fool, we can't even deal with them now. And they are very special things to take place on this earth. And it will take place only when we yield ourselves to the historic truth and get rid of your feelings and stuff like that. Pay attention with your brain and read. And you will see that by us coming to realize the truth about our existence, only when we realize we are going to see things happen. If we fail to realize the things that are yet to happen, you'll just die and perish away from the scene. But there are people who will come to know and come to realization and be happy and be glad. It is difficult to get out of the system that the human system that is around us, because it is easier to accept what is going on around us than to become knowledgeable to, let's say, the intangible word that we are to know, to so that we are connected with tangible things. So we are dealing with tangible things, and we do not understand what the tangible things are, besides we just use things. But the intangible is knowledge, is words that teaches us about the physical things that we are dedicated to, or that's all we pay attention to. And what I'm saying to you is that we are intangible products, like your mind is an intangible thing. And that's what enables your physical body to animate and do things. If we didn't have an intangible part of us, which is located in our brain, we couldn't do much of anything that makes sense. So we do have, and remember, the difference between civility and the civilized and the uncivilized. The difference between civilized and uncivilized is that these white people have evolved 3 to 4 million years ago, and they couldn't speak a word. So understand, when I'm talking about the intangible part of us, the brain, they were not civilized. They make stone tools. Think about why. You don't hear nobody talk about them. They don't want to talk about themselves. Okay? And the reason why I'm telling you is because it is detrimental that civilized people understand the difference between them and white people who are not civilized humans at all. They are not uncivilized humans at all. They, by species, are only hominid. They are hominid, primates. They are coming from several forms of monkeys. That's what it is. That's why the world is going on the way it is. Because they come to take charge and defile the hybrid people. Sorry. I was under that condition of life until very much later in my adult phase. I'm over 70 now. That I come to understand, but remember, I'm telling you, the challenge I had to think and to perceive of what I consider today the tangible and the intangible. The tangible things that we see and interact with, but look how often people get into trouble with it because they don't have the real sanity to know the difference between the intangible element, which it is our brain that developed that give us this understanding to know the difference between things and the word, right? Things, objects, and the word. We don't know very well about that. So we just talk anything, and, you know, never do well when it comes to understanding what makes the difference in solid things. Solid things are manipulated by and used by the word we speak, the language we speak. Okay? White people didn't know nothing about that until 100,000 years ago. And if you don't know, I'm telling you so. Because they're raising hell. They're raising hell. And they will not be deterred until something happens. And one of the steps to be taken is a step that civilized people must take. If you don't take the step, since they throw all kind of uncivilized ideas into the world, like Christmas and Easter and many other foolishness, the church, if we don't turn around by knowledge and speak the word of civilization, something else has to happen to change things. But what would make things change immediately is when we realize what objects are, the tangible part of life, and the intangible. Because unless you are able to visualize things with the brain, with your mind, you are not going anywhere. Really? You're not going anywhere. These white people don't have anything, but according to them, they have everything. But that's a lie. Is the other way around? Who have everything? It's the hybrid people. It's we. Things are turned around. Because whatever happened 100,000 years ago is what brought us to where we are here today. And you're reading a Bible about the fall of man. Who caused the fall of man, according to the Bible? It's the devil. Who is the devil that caused things to be the way it is in the world? It's the white people then. It's nobody else. There's nobody else. Look at what they care about. We come to know they care about what? Taking everything that the African hybrid people have. And say they control. It belongs to them. They say they were born to live off the wealth of the African people. That's what they say. And that's what they do. The difference between us and white people is the gods, is our creation. And we have the history, and these white people create the Bible to disarm us, to remove the understanding we have and put something anomaly inside of our thinking. You see what I mean? So we become pretty much useless when it comes to progressing with civilized knowledge. You think because you can read and you get to go to work and do a few things, you think that you're civilized. There are different type of civilized, right? But the foundation of civilization started with the gods. They came to earth and they are civilized beings. And it's like 250,000 years after the gods came to earth, they created a hybrid setup of people. They were on earth 3 to 4 million years before we were created and before the gods came to earth, and they didn't have anything civilized. There was no civilized beings around. Civilization come by the gods. And they were working and doing a lot of things on planet Earth long before they created us. Why? You can see the consistency in what I'm saying. They came about 3 to 4 million years ago. Our species, human species, of which forms one portion of blood that create us hybrid. That is the sapien, Y sapien blood with the gods, Elohim God's blood, create us. And that happened when our species came about in Africa. How long ago? I told you that the white people, they come from hominid primates. I told you that. And I tell you, according to report, between 3 to 4 million years ago. I mean, why they stretch it out like that? I don't know. Right? But that's basically what come along. So you have to take it basically for whatever that say, because as far as I'm concerned, it ain't spoiling nothing, right? It's not spoiling anything as far as connecting and engine us with what makes sense, right? So I can afford to do that because I'm going to have the sense still unbroken, right? What happened if you're 50 years of age or you are 25 years of age? You know, I mean, it is a variation, right? But how different do you feel between when you were 25 to 50 years of age? You know what I mean? You know, you're getting older and things like that. However, what I'm trying to say to you is that these white people were around 3 to 4 million years before the gods came to earth. And before we, human beings, were created. And if you can't swallow that, you know, I mean, there's nothing that, you know, I'll be able to do for you, and you will just go on and perish, you know. I'm only saying that we are not going to have any prospect of good civilized life until we put our mind to understanding the history that tells us of it. We're not going to know it otherwise. All right. So what I am trying to say now is the difference between us, Chinese, Indian, all of the non-European white people, difference between us and them is you can see them, if you can, challenging the African people, boasting and bragging about who they are, because God, they get away with something and we don't can't find out what it is. They have everything and we don't have anything. Something happened. Something happened. But we it didn't take us no more than about, you know, a few months to talk. But as it turns out, from what I'm telling you, the story reports about them and us, they didn't talk until after like 3 to 4 million years after they evolved. You see what I mean? And how long it took us, hybrid people, to talk. Maybe in 8 months or something like that, we talking. Because we were created hybrid. You hear? Hybrid is the word. We are hybrid. And they don't want, you know, mix. We are mixed blood people. Okay? And 100,000 years from the time we were created, there is no report that we were sick or anything wrong with us. All right? To where many of us, after 100,000 years in Africa, were on their way to come to the Western world. So things happened back there. Now, we are not people that, let's hope that no more of us don't turn our head along or some other type of these guys out there, you know, Christian, converted, sodomite, white, black, I mean, hybrid people. Look, you see people who say they are sodomite, homosexual, and they might have children, male with female and male, because up to now, we don't see two men biologically produce a child by fucking ass off, because that's what they do. And a man don't have any other cavity whereby entry into their system is going to carry any spermal thing, right? Man don't have that. These white people, in spite that a man cannot have a baby like a woman does, they still to fuck us all. Okay? And when I say that, you are to bear in mind that they are the ones that follow us to the Western world and come and decide that they are making laws beside the law of the kingship that started civilization. White people don't start no civilization. The history is there to show you that. Look, something is wrong with us, and of course, because they have a Bible that they're using, and you don't realize that the Bible that these white people are using to talk about Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ, it is something that is going against them right as I speak, because there is nothing true about what they say about Adam and Eve in a garden. It is our history that they're using a Bible to destroy our brain. You see what I mean? The Bible is nothing more than manure, bad manure, to make our brain grow down instead of growing up. You see what I mean? They're using the Bible to maintain our mental degradation. You see what I mean? Our brain is going down, 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 down. Because simple things that we should discover, when we read the Bible, we don't discover them. And they are writing it in the Bible and said, your mind must be unnatural, otherwise you won't understand the word of God, because they are spiritually discerned, and that the Bible is foolishness to those who have a natural mind. Everybody with any sense know that your mind must remain natural. You don't have no part of your brain that can be unnatural, and you're well. And that's what they write in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 2, that chapter tell you that. Okay? And then at touching Jesus, Corinthians 1, Apostle Paul, that don't exist. The character Apostle Paul does not exist. And they got it cock up in the Bible, telling you St. Paul is saying that if any man teach any other gospel beside the gospel he preached, let him be accursed. Now, listen. It is the reason why that is written in the Bible is because of what the white people think about us. They know when they write that and talk about Jesus, we're going to believe it until we're dead. Now, the fact that we start believing it, it means that we don't have any sense. I mean, our sense is really gone. Because how could they come and invade us in Palestine and they write all these old bunch of foolishness about Caesar Augustus and, you know, paying taxes and Mary and Joseph go to pay taxes and all them kind of thing. The fact that we believe those things, they know that our brain is gone. Because nobody with any sense whatsoever should never accept that these criminals come and they invade us in Palestine. Palestine is not the only place that they invade. A whole heap more, right? And it's not the first one either. But I'm just pointing to Palestine because it has a certain significance that is not at any other spot where they invade us. Okay? Palestine is very varied. It varies from, you know, the quality of the place and what happened at the place. We should never, ever accept that Adam and Eve was in a garden and God kicked them out because he didn't want them to know right from wrong. Now, common sense would make us know that that's not true. And we believe it. So we're sick. We're mentally sick. The difference between us and white people, and when they come now and using a Bible to make it to tell us that we African people who leave Africa and come to the Western world tell us that we are lost because Adam and Eve is cursed. They're the ones that say so. We don't write that. We do not write that. You see, and look at what they have done in the world with just that. The Bible is what brought them to where they are. Well, not altogether, because there, I tell you, 100,000 years where they do the raping of our ancestors and why they start having, you know, I mean, babies talk and stuff like that. There's the issue for that. So the reason why we don't know what happened is for a bunch of reasons. But what we find out is that our ancestors, they don't meet us with any of that story. You know, it's about history that is going to bring it, you know, past them and transcend and come to us that we would find out, right? But the history is intangible. And when you read it, it tells you about the tangible things that happen. And that's how we get to find out, the tangible and the intangible, right? So we need the history to tell us, otherwise we won't know. We won't see the signs in front of us. Because that's all it takes us to not know, is for you to be uninformed. You are standing right next to the object, and you don't know is it because nobody identified it to you. So we need the words to make us identify the very things that we are right there leaning on it, using it, and stuff like that, and don't know. This is what it is. So what I'm trying to tell you, when things happen in the past and nobody don't come to tell you, you're not going to know. So when we're reading about Adam and Eve in a garden, only in the Bible, only in the Bible, and you don't get to know the people who are behind the Bible and when did they come up with the Bible. You don't know none of that. So therefore, you have to believe that because, like I say, you are right next to the object of evil and you don't know it is evil because you have not been told to identify it. Once you are given the identification of it, that's it. Why we who leave Africa and come into the Western Hemisphere? In Jerusalem, 2,000 years ago, why is it that we accept the Bible and accept it like we are the ones who wrote it and believe all the foolishness about talking serpents and all that? These Sodomites, they don't know anything that they can use of their own except to just lie covetously. 100,000 years ago, they know their bad virus blood got into our system and it affects our brain. And we don't know of anybody who come to tell us about that. So we diminish since the last 100,000 years. And it doesn't matter. Or we are reading the fact that you believe those kind of stuff. That is enough to let you know that your brain is working, but it's not working all right. You know what I mean? It's not working okay on everything. Like when we were back there 100,000 years ago in Africa. Right? There is nothing anyone point to say we were not all that properly made. We don't have none of that. So here we are scattered all over the Western world. And these guys, after many, many thousands of years, they are talking now. They are doing all kind of things. They get education and everything like us. And they can wrongly emulate us. Every single thing of our society, they now even start marrying two men. Oh, come on. People are doing everything that is outright uncivilized, dirty. And they use the Bible to hinge themselves to us and claim that they are Abraham's seed. Now, how much of our senses have we lost to accept that a Jesus that never exists, we believe it like it is true? Listen, it's mad, it's crazy. It is crazy. And I'm looking out for the energy to weigh in on our interests. Because the lies are too brazen. They are too irreversible. Their effects, too irreversible. I'm looking forward to the God's help us. Those of us who have an interest in the civilized life. For these people to make up a Bible and talk about Caesar Augustus, they don't even read a little of Josephus. I want to read a little of Josephus. Because Josephus was not a white man. You see what I mean? Josephus was in the army. Into our army. That defend us against the Sodomites. Following us everywhere we go. And that's what they did in Palestine. And now write all this old bunch of garbage about he in Isaiah book. He has been wounded for our transgression, and by his stripes we are healed. For we as sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Talk about load us up with all the evil that we have, evil that we never had. They convinced us that we're full of evil and Adam and Eve sinned. Nothing don't go like that. None whatsoever. So all you see these white people going on with, it's not government they have. It's a matter that they turn us stupid. And we believe anything they write. Oh, if you are not able to be affected by when somebody talk, well, you're not going to be helped. I am telling you that yesterday, I did a show. And they, you know, somebody yesterday? Okay, there was nobody in with me. Okay. Yesterday I did a show. And I want to tell you something. Hello. Anybody to hear what I said. They've been doing this all the time. Whenever they hear or see I write a subject for the show, they don't want anybody to hear it, because guess what? They know what I am saying is like tornado. for the foolishness that they're talking and leading us astray. I'm talking about the solid historic record that tell us the truth. That's what I'm speaking from. These sodomite white people, they know they're going to go if they don't come up with something to defend themselves. They don't have anything to defend themselves. I'm telling you that because I know it's true. Look, these people, if you think that they are smart and stuff like that, read the Bible real good. You won't know that these people are, you know, a different culture that fuck on us, okay? And it doesn't matter how much woman they have, they're going to fuck on us. It's a demon possessed. And we are reading the Bible and praising God and praising Jesus. Neither God or Jesus or St. Paul existed. You can only believe that it happened, but that's what these white people want. Okay? So they know that our brain is gone. You get that? White people know that our brain is gone and they can tell us anything they want. And that's what is happening. Well, yesterday, I was telling some things that they don't want to hear. They don't want you to hear what I was saying. Because words that bring light to your soul, when you hear it and it removes darkness from your mind, that's where you get deliverance from human darkness. These white people do not want us to know the truth. Okay? The church is not true. And you can look into BC era, no church wasn't back there. So if you can't help yourself as much as all that, you perish. You perish. If another flood should come, you would never escape the flood because you're not going to be like you and a pish them. There is nothing to save you. Nothing to save you. And I'm telling you that what I was talking about yesterday is history. History that we don't begin. Or some of us may begin to learn like I am doing. And to my surprise, when I, you know, usually I play the show, you know, after I do them. And last night I decided to play. When is it? Oh, no, this morning, right? This morning I decided to play the show I did yesterday. And I realized, oh, they're not playing it. They only played some music that I played along with the in the show. And they would not. The title of it is Kingship as on Nibiru on Earth Established. Crown and Scepter to the Chosen Man. Give. Right? That was the title of the show yesterday. And if you go on there today, yesterday was the 22nd. And you see, the Cosmic Philosopher show, right? You go to Cosmic Philosopher, and this title here for the 22nd of this month, January. The title of the show is Kingship as on Nibiru, N-I-B-I-R-U, on earth establish, crown and scepter to be chosen man. What is it? Crown and scepter to chosen man give. Right? So, kingship as on Nibiru, on earth established. Crown and scepter to a chosen man give. Right? I think it's about the best I'm going to get it like that. Okay. So, I want you to hear some of the things that I was trying to read yesterday. As you know, I stumble and fumble a lot. However, I know some people understand some things, what I am saying, right? And you can always get this book. It's a memoir and prophecies of an extraterrestrial god. That's the god, the scientist that created the hybrid people. So you can get this book. Amazon.com, you know, as a matter of fact, this was one of the books that I just bought. I bought about five or so books from the author, Zachariah Sitchin, the man who is an expert in Sumerian cuneiform language, right? And this guy used to be a journalist. Reporter for one of those companies, I think maybe in Jerusalem. And he produced quite a few of these books from Sumerian cuneiform. And there's another man who I come to acquaint with at the time. His authorship is Kramer. Kramer. I'm trying to see. Samuel Noah Kramer, right? I become acquainted with their authorship. See, in a Christian age where real history is hidden from us, we don't grow up with knowledge about what we should read and by whom. So we have a hard time to find something that makes sense. Well, you have to start with having a good sense in your, you know, for yourself, so that when you start reading something, you know if it is making sense. Is it pointing you in the right direction? Words have light and gives us, if you have good sense, how to follow good direction, because when things logically are put together, you can tell when it makes sense and when it does not make sense. So, my friend, so I am telling you now what happened yesterday. We are in a bad situation where we have these primates. People say they are ruling and dominating the world. And there is nobody that is taking a stand and drive them back into the darkness where they come from. You see what I mean? The only way we're going to take control is to develop good sense and read with good sense. When you read and make identification of something where somebody is lying, you blow them away. You see what I mean? So, whereas they set a trap for us, the Bible, after they do the scattering of their sexual rhesus blood and begin to kill us off, the Bible is another weapon that they use to help keep us dumb. The Bible, right? And so, I'm telling you that if you don't develop a sense of logic and where to put your trust, what to put your trust in, you're going to die and perish, because these people are creatures and they don't have any power except they get some from people who are civilized. And they happen to, you know, gone much further. They get us to stop rule as government on earth, and they say they are rulers. Well, they don't represent the truth. So I know that somebody like me will definitely chase them away back into their cave hole, because that's about all I'm good for, is to tell the truth. Because I don't want anything else in my head, in my brain, but the truth. Okay? So when I tell you now, I do understand that a lot of people are not going to make it in coming to understand the truth from real history. I want to tell you that these Black Talk Radio that I'm on here, it's about maybe coming to about closely to 40 of my shows that nobody heard. These white people, they will not be destroyed unless we come to know the real historic prehistory truth. If we don't get that, it doesn't matter what you say you believe or what you think. It's not going to work unless you come to read properly. You, nobody else is supposed to interfere with what you read. When you're reading a Bible with all these old bunch of, nonsense, that if indeed they were telling the truth, you would be saved by what they're saying. But the fact that it is not the truth, they will only prosper in their way when we don't know the truth. When we cannot read to know what the truth, and when they lie and so barbaric with it, we don't know anything, so they just laugh and have their way and keep on talking about AD Anno Domini. Where AD Anno Domini can be government from? Where? How can it be government? It Jesus that they say they make calendar in the year of our Lord. Jesus never exists. And if a Jesus exists, he has to exist where the story began. The story about Jesus didn't begin in Europe. It began in Palestine. So what are they doing in Palestine? What white people are doing in Palestine? And they couldn't talk up in Europe 100,000 years ago. They couldn't talk. What are they doing in Palestine? Can you tell me? How did they get to talk? Since 100,000 years ago. All right. See them here now. Why they have money and everything here now, and they didn't have nothing, they never talk. Look at the history. Where put white people? and they become the head of the post. You know what I mean? They are the one in charge and everything now, and they tell you everything exists from not. And we will not know, since we are driven by believing in something that you cannot construct it with words to mean civilization. These people are not civilized. White people are not civilized. And what do I say? Come on up. And the number is 347-850-1358. Anybody is welcome to come in and have a say. So I'm telling you, I am trying to find a spot here. Okay, so what's it? I want you to get a taste of what I was reading and talking about yesterday, why they didn't want anybody to hear what I'm saying. Why would they block a good thing to keep people from hearing? They know that they are corrupt. White people know that. They know that they are apes. They know deep down that they are apes. They know that. Why did they do something to make them talk like us and look like us? Why? And try to turn the world upside down like they did. Now, look here. If I prove to you that they never spoke a word going back, say, 3.5 to 4 million years ago, they never spoke anything, and we came and established the Bronze Age and everything like that, and build up civilization in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. And they were never once entered into the world history textbook as civilized people. Europe has never been listed as one of the place of civilization either. And what am I supposed to do for people to understand what I'm saying? I'm reading from World History Textbook or from authorship that is renowned, good author, authentic author, right? And nobody is excited about what I'm saying. You want to be under white people, sodomite, and everything that is evil, like church, Christmas, Easter, you believe those things. And not once will say, let me go check and see. No, you do not. All right. So this was about what I was saying. The words of the gods of heaven, planet Nibiru and planet Earth, are to follow, was the creation of the earthling also destined? Of what, I must wonder? For the while, for a while, the four of them were silent. each one past events in his heart recounted. Conversation between the gods that came to earth. While fates we decree, the hand of destiny every step directed, so did Anu say. The will of the creator of all is clear to see. Earth, on earth, and for earthlings, only emissaries we are. The earth to the earthlings belongs to preserve and advance them. We were intended. If that is our mission here, let us accordingly act. So did Enki say. The great Anunnaki, who the fates decree, counsels enhance regarding the land. Okay, let's go back, read this line. The great Anunnaki, who the fates decree, counsels exchanged regarding the lands. They create civilized regions, the great Anunnaki decided. Therein knowledge to mankind provide. Cities of man to establish. Therein, in sacred precincts, abodes for the Anunnaki create. Kingship, as on Nibiru, on earth established. Crown and scepter to a chosen man give. By him, the word of the Anunnaki to the people convey work and dexterity to enforce. In the sacred precincts, a priesthood to establish. The Anunnaki, as lofty lords, right? As lofty lords to serve and worship. Great knowledge to be taught. Civilization to mankind convey. They create four regions, three for mankind. One restricted, the Anunnaki resolved. The first region in the olden Eden land established for Enlil and his sons to dominate. The second region in the land of the too narrow thereof to to follow. For Enki and his sons to lord the third region with the other two, not mingling in a distant land to Inanna, grant. The fourth region for the Anunnaki also consecrated peninsula of the place of the chariot will be. Now, basically, that's what I was telling yesterday. And they would not allow this to go out, publish to people. Now, what do you think about these white people and the reason why they follow us? Because we must not be negligent to understand what these white people are doing among us. If you are out there and you are tied into the church and you don't know that it's these sodomite white people who build up the church, they invent the church. If you don't know that, well, you are done. You're done for. Because these things are not true. No, I grew up in the church, and for a long time, I have had enough time in the church. And there is, what else is there that anybody have as a good news for me? There's no good news, because I have read extensively the Bible, and clearly, I don't know of anything that is left out there very meaningful that I don't know about the Bible. So I can tell you from the heart my conviction, what I have read, and I have always been open for people to tell me what they know different from me. You see what I mean? And I am fully convinced that I understand who these white people are. They're different from us. At least, I don't need much to convince you that if you look at human being and look at white people, you'll see the difference. And not unless you are fooled about one God, a monotheism God, and that's where you fall into a precipice. Because nothing don't go like that. You see? But you don't read it. You just believe it. And I am telling you that these white people, if you don't curse them, if you don't, use your blasting words, and do not respect white people because they don't belong on our territory. Or somebody might say, well, oh my God, what is he saying? Well, I'm telling you, they don't belong, not even on a square inch of our territory. We have government. We have jurisdiction. We have laws to govern ourselves. Nobody never tell you that. Oh, it is all over history. You have not been reading it. So yesterday is just another time when they think that they have the right to tell us how we must obey them. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because I know right now they don't have a court to take any of us in, saving because we don't know about our own history and our own government. That's the reason why I would go to their court, because we don't know no better. But I'm telling you that we have overflowing laws that protects us. They ignore the laws that govern their criminal conduct and talk about AD and Adamani. And clearly, they don't have enough sense to know that if they're going to tell the world that their law is to destroy us, and nobody don't make anything of it. I prove that to you. Listen to what I'm saying. You Google 1220 AD Anno Domini, okay, and find that law that was created from over 1,000 and more years. The law was invented by one emperor and two popes. And you read it. And otherwise, you know, if you want to read the story, go find a Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies book. And look for the Roman Inquisition. And you will find the story in there. These white people don't worth anything except that they manage to carry a whole bunch of uncivilized foolishness to where it destroy us. And we have to be waking up from this destruction. And since I find out the possibility of destroying them, all I have to do is talk. That's all I'm doing. It's talk it and destroy them because they don't have any truth. You know, they will talk and talk all kind of stuff. But look, they don't have anything that I have any problem to uproot anything white people sodomite talk about. They are honest fucking idiots. So I don't have any time to blast them into never, never, in the abyss. White people don't worth anything. I give them the right advice and say, go back to Europe where you come from. I have reason to say that, and I know what I am saying is true. They feel like they're going to live everywhere we live, and nobody hardly, you know, ever face them with the fact. I'm facing them with the fact. I don't need nobody to back me up. All I need is the truth. And they are sodomites. The presidency of that they have in America is sodomite stuff. All of them. Church, everything. And if you are afraid to tell them, leave it to me, because I know where the fuel is coming from. They think they are bad. The God would one day show them that, okay, all right, in time, I'll show you who is really, really, really the power in the universe here. Now, so I tell you what we are told as human beings, we are only here for a time, as you know, right? And these divine people that come to earth, here they speak and express themselves. They are not ghosts, okay? They are immortal gods, and they come from where, of course, earth here is a part Earth is a part of Nibiru. We are related to the gods who now use their blood to create us. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I'm letting you know the way it is over here in my head. Okay, what is this? what he's saying here about full impact of Broward Courthouse cracks, still unknown. Top floor. Top four floors to remain closed. Man hospitalized after stepping on secretive snake in his own home. That's not the talking serpent. I tell you. All right. I'm going to take you now over to the feature of this edition. And this title is inevitably of Europe hominid senseless invasion occupation. Inevitably, it is rhesus blood. White people, anywhere you see white people, you must understand they have used their blood way back, 100,000 years ago, is what causes the African world to be what it is today. All the diseases and stuff like that, they managed to set up the church and all kind of a distraction. It's the reason why we are where we are. Because we can't even get ourselves out of the kind of stuff them that they come. Because we are into Christmas, we are, you know, and Caesar goes, and we can't discern that reading the Old Testament that set a prophecy for a Messiah to come has not happened in no kind of way. In no kind of way. So them and their AD and Adamani so-called fraudulent democracy. They come with all them foolishness. We are running out there to go vote for Trump or the Biden and stuff like that. We're not looking at all these nice, good-looking African girls. They're out there. And they don't have no sense to see. When they go to church, it's not talking about nothing real about Adam and Eve. They can't see that. And they have university education, college education, and so much more education. And they can't see simple lies like those. Wise men following us, not gossip. And they don't see that. I only have a little paralegal knowledge. And I begin to read seriously, and I see these things. No John the Baptist is real at all. None. The story of Joseph and his brother throw him in a pit and stuff like that. These white people are that clever to write all those stuff and then put it in our heads. But remember, they have a law from long ago, before we were born here, going back almost 2,000 years ago, they write all these old bunch of foolishness and will kill a lot of our people to accept the church. I tell you, read the Bamboozled book, and it will tell you in great details what they have done using the Inquisition. Inquisition is these monkey type of vicious people that kill, like how they kill us here in the Western world. You see what I mean? They call them the Holy Office, and all they do is kill and force you to to become a part of the church. You don't really understand. When you are into Christmas, it means that your brain is really, really, really gone. You don't see. All right. Well, the point is, if I am saying this and the entire world is listening to me, well, why aren't somebody calling me and telling me, boy, you're wrong. Let me show you you're wrong. Why? No, I mean, why? Why? People would like to look at me like, oh, this guy is insane. So I'm too insane for anybody to try and correct me. All right. You know, look, no, I'm not in for that. I'm not in for that. You're going to pay a penalty. You're going to pay a penalty because if I am telling the truth and you're going to ridicule me and go on with all kind of thing, and don't come and show your linguistic prowess and show that you know better than me and I am not well enough. No. I mean, no, come on. I'm not up there like everybody else. But look, I keep the rule down here. You know what I mean? And it's so often that everybody passed by me right here. So you go up there, and I respect you're up there, and I will not disrespect that. I respect right where I'm at. And if you don't keep the rule to get up there, well, go to the abyss. Go to the abyss. Because no wise men follow a star to go and give what gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby. Nothing, Augusta. A whole bag load of stuff. But you talking about the prophecy that fulfilled for Jesus to come and sit on the throne, he will be a prince of peace and all these kind of stuff. He would be born of a virgin. And that's the only thing that they were concerned in the Bible to write in there about Mary's boy child and stuff like that. But they don't care one dust of what the Messiah, that child, would grow up and do. They don't care nothing about that. So they write all these kind of stuff about Jesus Christ and how he was crucified and buried and resurrection and his resurrection and make one big ado about it. White people do that, and you cannot see. There's something wrong with that. Let's see here. Somebody's here. It's a good thing I make a trip here. All right. Jay Clark's novelty. Vent and chat. Hi. White folks are devils. Why did they come here? Get here? Okay. How did they get here? I know how they get here. On a spaceship? No. World history textbook tell us. They evolved 3.5 to 4 million years ago when nobody at all was on this earth. Neither did immortal God been here then. No civilization. Okay? And they are in Africa, developing Africa, and grunt. They never speak a word. They are hominid species. Let's make it known. These white people, they belong to a species. Okay? And the species is not called wise, neither is it human. White people are not human. Okay? If you are out there as an African and you don't want to read and find out for yourself, it's poor thing. I said, poor thing, poor thing. But the right thing is to find out. Maybe you don't want to find out. You know what I mean, my friend? Some people don't want to find this out. I like this. The that would make them aliens. No, 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 no. We don't have to go there because the World History textbook, Glencoe World History, tells us where they come from. So we don't have to wonder if they come from a spaceship, right? Now, J-Larks, good show. Yes, that's right. Talking the truth. Talking the truth. So somebody came by and say positive. Thumbs up. Thank you. No, my friend. My friend came and left, and I spent too much time away, so I wasn't able to, like, interact with my guests. But I remember seeing this icon before. So, okay. All right. So let me get back to what I am talking about. I'm telling you that white people, Reese's blood, it's not something that they just got yesterday. That's what they were for over, you know, it's like, you know, it's their bad blood, right? So you don't expect it to hurt them. They would live forever with it. But they're not supposed to mix with another species that don't belong to their parent, okay? And this is what they have used to hurt us Africans. And if you don't think it is true, go on living your life. That's what can I say? Because, you know, every human being has been given a life, and whichever way you want to live it, you know, your free will inside of you, you can do whatever you want, and as long as you don't do anything for, like, some force to arrest you or something like that. Okay. But I want you to know, as a matter of a civilized, a civilized incumbency, I must tell you what I read and what I know. Okay? Suburban. Safari by author Anna Holmes. She has made a common sense notion. Too many folks have failed to recognize. Before I tell you what she wrote verbatim, I must make a historic correction on an error which is made. Humans are not homosexuals. They do not invade one another. Because they are anatomic anthropology, hybrid ethnic human DNA. Miss Holmes wrote in her book the following. Why do humans invade one another's territory? See why I had to make that correction? Because humans don't do that. And because white people are spread abroad that they are humans, now they are getting credit for being humans. And they have humans come pull up their churches. Now, I you know, I mean, it's It's something refreshing for me to come to the point where I am reading these things and can talk them outright for everyone to hear it. And I am ready to define anything I say to the deepest depth that is possible, and nobody will be able to strike it down. So it means that how far we have been buried into uncivilized foolishness. Come on, let's go. Why do humans invade one another's territories? You mean somebody actually say this, but persons still don't develop the knowledge high enough to know that white people are not humans. Because they're the ones who are invading our territories. White people are not humans. And you better know that. If you're a Christian, you got to understand that humans don't become Christians. So if you become Christian and you are an African person, you are led astray, deep, deep, deep away astray. All right. After all, part of the reason territorially works for animals is that minimizes interaction. Yeah. They are anatomic. It says, humans are not homosexuals. They do not invade one another because they are anatomic, anthropic, hybrid, ethnic, human DNA. So they don't have that sense, okay, to do those things. And you can test and see, since African people were created 200,000 years ago, you don't read anything that we go after white people to kill them. And even when they invade us, the record is that they killed so many millions of us. And we don't see any record of how much we kill from their side. Now, I'm not saying that something like that may not have happened, but we have not made any record that says we went after them and do anything to them. And they are the minority to our majority. Now, them come now to call themselves the majority and we the minority and treat us like minority. So something is gone awry in human development when we accept them like they are human beings. And it's written in, the contrary is written in the world, it's a textbook. But that's what happens to you when your mind is gone, you know what I mean? I am so happy that my mind did not follow and go astray with everybody else. All right? Because, no, and I am not, like, saying this with any kind of, you know, like, talking down to anybody. Because, look, I am not really thinking nothing like that. I wish that my parents, they know the truth about life and was able to tell us. They had quite a few children to appeal to. But they didn't know nothing. They come up under slavery. All right, so what I am saying to you now is I am just glad that I was not buried up in my mind in the church and still want to be a preacher like my brother with a PhD. And now he cannot talk to me because I have by far the leverage on him, on anybody like him, with, you know, the, walking out with their big cap, you know, graduating with honors and stuff like that. And they can't see no talking serpents exist. They can't see that. And talk about your mind must be unnatural. You know what I mean? Your mind must be unnatural, and the Bible is foolishness to us with a natural mind. No, it is foolishness to us because we have a natural mind that discern and read words properly. You know, we don't come and believe everything we're going to hear Sunday after Sunday, Monday after Monday, whatever, right? Now, Miss Holmes wrote in her book the following. Why do humans invade one another's territories? All part of the reason territory works for animals. Now, she said humans before. Why humans? You, look now, I don't know what you're going to say about me and this writer. Because I have to correct anything I see. If my own writing, when I reread and stuff and I find I'm wrong somewhere, I have to correct it. So if anybody writes something and I am dealing with it, I have to deal with it based on my knowledge that I have of it. I'm either right or wrong, right? So Miss Holmes asks a good question, but Miss Holmes begin to like fumble up because the statement she made, why do humans? Now, we need to play a ABC game with Miss Holmes because I want to ask her first. When you're using a word, you really need to know exactly what the words mean. Okay? I mean, in its entirety, because you're using it and you can't shorten, you know, the energy of the word. All right. So she said, why do humans invade one another's territories? All right. Well, you can say, well, only one creature is a human, and it's those that the Elohim created in South Africa. All right. Now, it doesn't seem to me like this author, Miss Holmes, writing with seemingly good intention, but she has not demonstrated that she understands exactly what a human person is. She doesn't understand that. Because first she says, why do humans invade another territory? All right, humans have territory, but not what you would say, a animal over there or some animals over there roam over this piece of land over here, that territory over there. It, you know, human territory is different from the context of animals that, you know, are over there into some territory. It's the context is different. Not territory in and of itself is different. But when you are saying it about lower animals and you're talking about human being, okay? Human being is not a lower animal. human being is a hybrid. Every human being is a hybrid. Unlike, like I tell you, white people are not hybrid. Not the hybrid of the Elohim at all. If they claim they are hybrid, it's not the same. Okay? And we have to draw the line there. You know, see? After all, part of the person territory works for animals. You see? She begin to now overlap animals with humans. And that's wrong. Is that minimizes part of the reason territories work or the system of their residency work for animals, which means invading what human beings, comparing this with human being territory? No, you can't do that. You're wrong. Wrong about that. Is that minimizes interaction and conflict between competitors. Now, she's gone off track. Miss Holmes gone off track. Because you cannot compare animals and humans. You don't do that. So I have to condemn that. With the best intention, this person not learned enough to write and give any ideas except for it serve a purpose, because in this world, you really need some instance like this where somebody is trying to say something but don't know, you know, everything they need to know. And somebody can take it and use it to like a teaching tool. So, you know, all right. So I'll take it because it's not, you know, it's not far-fetched that a lot of people would say something like this. Now, when you meet upon somebody like me, who is this contextual level of word use is my territory. You see what I mean? It is my territory. And when somebody is invading my territory, I am a human being. So, why buck the system? Miss Holmes, no, I mean, you need to get out of this territory now, because you are on a territory now where you're not doing the business right, because you talking about human being and then you turn it into animals and how animals territory work and blah 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 blah. No, you are totally out. So why buck the system? Which means, like, say, well then, you know, why make a big deal of it? Now she's gone way offline. Well, let's revisit my own territory. This is Miss Holmes talking now. And see if she's going to get better or get worse. I think if we dash back in time, territory will demonstrate a few of a myriad motivations that cause one animal to barge into another domain. See, she still don't realize that she's like a plane that wander off course. You see what I mean? So I am still glad for the opportunity to use her communication to enlarge on another point, right? Now, Miss Holmes first stated, why do humans invade one another territories? Human, If you speak with human, you can't turn around and call it animal. You see? And then she compared herself to be like animals too. It doesn't make, that don't make no sense. You really mash up this stuff. Good? I mean, that's bad. I don't mean it is good, but I mean if what I say is good. All right. She even dashed back to her home territory. And she's not an animal. But now she make herself an animal to carry out. You see, she's doing a disservice to human now, you see what I mean? What human really mean. So, say, then call the human animals. She even dashed back to her territory. Yes, to demonstrate how animals, in fact, behave. So you're comparing human and animal. That's like orange and orange and apple, two different things. You know, they are fruits, but I mean they are two different fruits. So you can't talk about animal and human to be the same, because never at any time does world history call human being animals. It tells you about hominids. Is primates, monkey. History says that, but it never called human animal. Never do it. I don't understand where Miss Holmes learned to read from. That's too big a mistake, and it all side with homosexual kind of talk. I don't know if she come from homosexual type of a breed. But she's not doing justice here to the dictionary definition of human. Who is a human? You know what I mean? It's not no animal running out there, right? So forget about that. She never made an attempt to show how humans invade humans. No way, Miss Holmes. No, you're down for the count. The world history textbook has not named anatomic hybrid human beings animals. It has not. She has the history twisted. The fact involves Europe hominid primates invade humans. That's the way she should be saying it. I think something is wrong over there with Miss Holmes. All right. Miss Holmes also ignores the context of the invasion. Oh, yeah? Yeah. That its political power systematically commit invasion on enemies, make outlaw code, and cause as 1220 AD. To do four principal evil acts upon indigenous people. She never get to say nothing about this. That's why I think some little homosexuality may be in this person who is writing like this. You see what I mean? I don't think an African person would write like this. So to do four principal things upon indigenous people and apply and apply that uncivilized AD law to every aspect of the alien people, a way of life. So clearly, I am saying that Ms. Ohms went off track badly, but our question was a good question, and she twisted the answer to support homosexuals. That's what I see here. Homosexuals are never humans, and they are trying hard to be accepted in this civilized world like they are humans. And stop it. Stop it, because it's not true. She's using the law of 1220 that is to kill and strip these hybrid people of what they have and say they are ruling the world and all that kind of stuff. And you know what it's going to take for us to rehabilitate ourselves from these kind of thinking? A lot. And it has already taken me a lot of energy to regenerate myself. Okay? I warn that everyone must consult the certified world history before they spread heretic rumors. I give that warning. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, you know. And you know what? I think I want to. Why is it too long? All right. How much? I wonder how much of this is long. Everyone. Let's see. Okay. That's what's good. All right. Let me go now to my Okay, a few paragraph here about our history. For those who have and here to hear and want to digest something that you would like to take a hold of your system. Otherwise, well, let me go on to those who care to. To make good of the most important knowledge on planet Earth. Earth's International Research Society welcomes newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. This continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Scholars have told us, which these are sodomites that they're calling scholars, right? they have told us that the first civilization on Earth emerged in the land called Sumer. See, all these things, white people are prohibited to write about. We have kingship power to drive white people out of our territory with our tongue and our attitude. You hear me? Okay. They have no right to be writing about no God, make anything. Do you understand that? Oh, I'm serious about it. Homosexuals, they don't understand civilization. Not yet. Okay. We are to make them understand that. Destroy the Bible. Take it, go back to Europe. But the church and all these kind of stuff will be blasted down. Everything they have as Christianity must be destroyed in our territories. Okay, well, they think that they are equal and they were made by God. We're in history tells them that. Now, so they are talking about, you know, it's 6,000 years ago in Sumer that civilization started. No, they are wrong. They like to go down the wrong road, but they are on our turf with it. Okay, now, so what I'm saying to you now is this. They're talking about 6,000 years ago, civilization started in Sumer. You see what I mean? I mean, these people are talking to us because our brain is gone and they can't say anything to us. That's terrible. But you know what? More and more of us are coming to our senses anyway. All right, so this is what these sodomites are talking about. We're not supposed to pay them any attention, but we have to because they take over the world. So we have to drive them out with the truth. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tallinger, Joan Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael reveals or researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. These sciences discover that what these sodomites are saying, they must go back to Europe with it and get off our territory, our kingship, jurisdiction. You serious? They must get off our jurisdiction. Adam's calendar, for example, now referred to as Enki's calendar. These sodomites remove that use and have moon season calendar to worship the Pope of Christianity. I'm telling you, that's what is happening right now. Okay? I tell you about the law that they make. The Pope and the Emperor, the Popes and the Emperors, they make law 1220 to destroy the African people. I mean to destroy us for real. You must join them, church, accept Jesus Christ. Now, these sodomite thing they call agape love. Yeah, these people, we must understand the seriousness of these people coming and mixing themselves up in our territory. You see what I mean? You can't justify it. You see, and think that, oh, a sex, and God make them have that they sex. And so them say God make them have sex. We can't say that. Now, I hope you're understanding what I'm telling you. Now, it goes on to say, new archaeological scientific discovery made by Michael Tellinger, Joanne Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case. As Michael reveals, researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structure that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins. Ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines behind when they left, 6,000 years ago and go back to their planet, left behind by a vanished civilization of the gods. So they make everything here on earth. Why? We cannot deny it, right? But these sodomite white people, them have an axe to grind. Okay, they want to polarize our minds so we don't understand, you know, what has been researched, and reveal a truth that most of the world never knew. All right, so it goes on to say, these settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshipped the sun, were the first to carve an image in the Egyptian image of the Egyptian Anka, key of life and universal knowledge. Thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. Below is a well-written, thought-provoking article Michael wrote based on his researches in Africa. I find it most interesting, the writer said. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I hope you find something of ingredient to help feed your soul. take good care, and we will have another edition. All be well. Take good care of yourself. It is I'm looking for a little tune now. We can move on with, help us through the night here. All right. David Ortley.